It was a chance meeting that led Susie Rong to finally land the role she dreamed of, a trans woman at peace with and loved by the world. In the SBS drama series Hungry Ghosts, Susie plays the transgender character Roxy Ling, who chases demons while pursuing her passion for clairvoyance. It is not until halfway through the show that Roxy mentions she was assigned male at birth. To discuss how she brought the character to life and why we need better representation of trans people on our screens is Susie Rong herself. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
So good to be with you.
Now, first off, can you tell us a little bit about your background in theatre and acting?
Well, I was born in Singapore and I had quite an exciting career in the 90s before I came to Australia. Well, I came here to study theatre and film. I had planned to finish that and get my degree and go back to Singapore to resume my life there. But I fell in love with this country. I fell in love with a man here. So I just stayed on and never went back. And when I started my new life here, I looked around me and I felt like there were no opportunities for actors who, you know, fit my description. And I kind of very quickly decided not to pursue performance anymore. So I left that behind for quite a number of years until last year when I was asked to be part of this, you know, phenomenal, groundbreaking TV series, Hungry Ghosts.
And how did you end up landing the role of Roxy in Hungry Ghosts?
Well, I had met the lead actor, Catherine Van Davies, in March last year when they were still casting for Roxy. And she, you know, unbeknownst to me, she had gone to speak with the producers and the director that she had met me, and she thought that I would be right for the role because at that stage they were having trouble finding the right person for the role. They did the right thing by, you know, going out to look for a trans Asian woman to play the role. And, you know, there aren't just that many of us who have had lots of experience and performance around. And then when I got the call from the casting people, I decided to just kind of meet up with them and see what they were offering. And I had a look at the story and was just so unbelievably fantastic an opportunity, and sat down with the director, had about an hour's chat, 45-minute chat with him, did a little bit of reading of the script, and lo and behold, I got the role.
Absolutely. And the character of Roxy, I really love it. Absolutely amazing. You described this as your dream role. What makes it so, and how did you go about bringing Roxy to life?
Well, it's a dream role because, being a trans person, it's always exciting for me to see trans characters, especially when they're played by trans actors on screen. Except for, you know, there has been 100 years of celluloid history on film and TV, and it's always been either really tragic characters or really demeaning portrayals of trans people. So I've always wanted to see a very happy, fulfilled trans person on screen. And even though in the last 5 years we have had an improvement in trans portrayals and then also a new interest in giving trans actors opportunities, I still feel like our characters have been a little bit sad still. So I've always thought that, you know, wouldn't it be great if we had someone that was realistically just really happy, you know, like I am. I'm a happy person. So when this script came to me and I was reading it, because it was a four-hour show, four episodes, it was quite a thick sort of bit of writing. I was reading through it and I was excited, but I was sort of bracing myself for the inevitable tragedy that was going to happen to her, as it always does in, you know, especially in horror movies. But, you know, nothing terrible happens to her. She's just really good at what she does, and she's really excited all the time, and I was thrilled. And in terms of how I approached the role, I guess, I felt that in between a lot of really deep emotion, it is a very emotional piece because it talks so much about the history of Vietnamese Australians. And also, you know, it has a lot of horror elements. I thought it was important that whenever she appeared in between those scenes, that she would bring a lot of light and joy, and you know, a fair bit of comedy. So I kind of focused on that, of sort of bringing moments of reprieve for the audience.
Absolutely. And it's really nice to hear a kind of change in representation of trans people on screen, because as you mentioned there has been a kind of model before which hasn't been particularly positive. Just before you go, I wanted to ask what your advice would be to aspiring trans actors and actresses.
My advice for especially if you're young and queer, especially if you're a person of color, is to break the rules a bit, not to be afraid to break the rules a little bit, because a lot of the rules around do stand in our way of achieving the things that we want to do. So sometimes you've got to realize that a lot of the rules are keeping us down instead of trying to get us there. So don't play too nice.
I love that. Don't play too nice. That is the golden advice. Thank you so much, Susie, for joining us.
Thank you, Marie.